Dad!
Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. Let's pick some fucking winners!
Come on!
I'm Tony Diggs. I was out for a few shows. Still picking winners.
Good for you, Tony.
Thank you. That's Gumpy.
Coldest man in the office.
No, Mitt's way colder, right, Mitt?
Yeah.
You just change that to ice check.
How cold are you, dude?
Well, let me put that on.
Oh, me? I had the first time since my sophomore year, I think, I didn't win a fucking bet at all last night. I went like 0 for 6.
Wait. You've been winning bets for the last 6 years?
Well, Tony, I should be a senior, so that's about 2 years.
And sophomore
college.
You haven't
had a losing day in 2 years?
I haven't had an 0-for day. I've had a losing day. I haven't had an 0-for day.
0-for 6 in what, all NBA?
I had two hockey bets that got smashed.
What'd you take?
Got caught on the pawn, dude?
No, I took the Avs on their last game, and they did lose. They are not one of my picks tonight. I am not betting on the Avs or the Lakers for the rest of the winter season.
I think a lot of people might be on the Lake Show tonight. Where are you calling?
College ball. Even footy? We're getting red cards, penalties. I mean, it's just...
Are we at the point of the season where teams, because we're approaching the end of the season-ish... Not really.
What happened, and I probably should have read more into this, but only on Saturday. So Saturday, everybody who won in the Champions League
lost
in the league. But then on Sunday, the teams that lost in the Champions League, Real Sociedad, whoa, RB Leipzig, they won.
Has that been happening all year, champions falling into league play?
Not really, but it's the Europa League too. Europa League, they play on Thursday.
Fucking time. And then they got to play dominated on
Sunday. You know what I mean?
I don't know if you saw the Spurs dominate today.
Oh, they got to turn around in the league.
Fucking
pal.
Gary Bale.
They lost again. They lost to West Ham on Sunday.
Well, West Ham's top four now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Gareth Bale finally letting him play, and he's playing well.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what Jerry does.
Stay healthy, my friend.
That's what Jerry does. So you had a bad night in college basketball?
Yeah. Every dog won. Like, Oklahoma was 10.5-point favorites. They lost outright. Baylor against 2-17 Iowa State almost lost.
By the way, if we're update on the Hammered Down Rollover contest, we are back to Hammered Down Rollover 100 today. Today is Wednesday the 24th. After some dude hit an 18 parlay last night to win $300, correct?
Yes, sir.
That was the highest it's gone to. I think we're going to stick with 8 teams because...
Feels as if we want to build this thing, it's going to end up as a 10-gamer.
You think so?
I think so.
Well, we'll see. We'll see today's Wednesday. We'll see how many days we go with another 8-team. We'll see. Make sure you do Hammer Down Rollover 100 for today. If no one hits tonight, it'll be 200 tomorrow, 300 on Friday, and so on and so forth. People who are tweeting out screenshots of your picks.
Get out.
On FanDuel or whatever sportsbook you are potentially using. Don't tweet us the screenshots. Your entry will be invalid. Type out your picks with the odds next to them. Make sure you use the Hammer Down Rollover hashtag, tag us, and then let us know in the morning if you won or not.
Or the night. If you can do it at night, even better.
As soon as you find out.
Yeah.
As soon as you find out, let us know if you won. But tonight we're up to $100 again. That may be changing here in the near future. But make sure you do not just screenshot. Because those things are editable and we don't trust you, and you could steal someone else's screenshot.
No edibles.
If you want to make your picks on edibles, it's fine. It's one mini games before. What do you have in college tonight?
I got a boatload here, Tony. I got 8. I don't know what you got tonight.
I got 0 college.
You're done with college?
No, I'm going to wait.
It is a tough part of the season, it feels
It's a very tough part of the season because you have no idea, like, because some teams have the tournament locked up, so, like, do they give a fuck anymore? Some teams with this COVID schedule and stuff like that, do the kids even give a shit about playing anymore?
I was actually, I completely forgot Oklahoma State.
What do you want, dude?
Oh, God. Oklahoma State is on probation.
Okay, so they can't even make the tournament?
I was looking forward to seeing Cade Cunningham in the tournament. I thought they'd make a bit of a run.
Fade Foxy has entered the room. How are you doing, by the way?
Fantastic. I just won a game last night. Luka hit a game winner to seal the bat.
He hit two of them.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's like my favorite person to watch besides LeBron James right now in the
NBA.
Did
I see that your thinking was because Dallas or Texas needs this?
Yeah, I mean, Texas has been through some tough times. And
the Spurs are back.
I knew Luka would put that entire state on his back, and that's exactly what he did against those Boston Celtics, which are the weirdest team to watch. They are so frustrating to watch. They do some weird things out there. Like, they have good players, but sometimes those good players do things I'm like, bro.
Connor knows his team stinks. Are you going to take the Spurs then tonight after their long layoff?
No, you know exactly who I'm taking tonight, Tone. You look at the primetime game, ESPN, the Lakers are playing. I looked at this line this morning. I almost jumped out of my seat. Uh-huh. You're going to tell me that LeBron James is going to start the game up 9-0. I don't care if he's playing the Utah Jazz. I'm going to hammer that bet every single time.
Okay. So the Lakers are road dogs.
Yes.
9 points. They opened as 6.5 point dogs.
They're all the way to 9?
Jeez.
Yeah, they are getting all of the money and a lot of the bets. But for some reason, that line is getting easier for the Lakers, which is weird. Seems like it shouldn't be on that side.
Yeah, sharps in the water.
So they're off a loss, which they're 4-5. Not bad.
Okay.
Why are they since AD went out? Ofer?
I'm not positive.
I think they've only won one game without AD.
Weird.
The Utah Jazz off a win, I believe. They're 18-5 ATS off a win. They're 10-3 ATS as a home team.
Jeez.
21-7 ATS as a home favorite, or just as a favorite. 12-3 as a home favorite. Listen.
Yeah.
I did this last night, and I shouldn't have done it. I went against the Nets. They covered by 2 points. I'm not going to say it was the worst pick of my career.
Okay. But
if you are betting against the Nets or the Jazz, you're digging your own grave.
Yeah, I don't think so, Tone. You just read off all those incredible stats about the Jazz. All that told me was the Jazz were due to lose against the spread, and that's going to be tonight because LeBron James gets 9 points.
They did lose against the Clippers, I believe, two games ago. But no, actually, hey, the Lakers are better on the road.
Good.
Than they are at home.
All right.
And as an away underdog, they're 1-0.
All right, let's go.
100%.
Let's go. 100%.
Have you called LeBron and asked him if he's going to try tonight, though?
You know, that's a great question. Because even like in the last game I watched, he still had like a good stat line. But he's out there. He really isn't trying. He doesn't want the ball sometimes.
He's not hedging on pick and roll.
No. But how can you blame him? He has to do all the work without AD there. So.
Well, hey. What's Fade Foxy's record?
I'm at 6-9 right now, which is really weird. It's like not as bad as I thought. And I actually don't like it. Like, truthfully, if I'm going to do, I want to be absolutely terrible or absolutely on fire. At this point, I think I'm just going to go the other way and be absolutely on fire. And then everyone's going to start taking my picks. Fade Foxy's dead forever.
Ooh.
Trail Foxy.
Trail Foxy.
That's Follow Foxy.
Good ring to it.
Follow Foxy.
Follow Foxy.
Follow Foxy.
Two in a row tonight. It's going to happen.
Connor, what do you think about his pick tonight?
All right. About Foxy's pick?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I obviously took the Celtics yesterday. I actually slammed him because he was on the Mavericks. That did not work out for me. I like the Lakers. I think 9 points is way too much. And because I like the Lakers and because 9 points is too much, I have to take them to win. With that being said, if they do win, LeBron will score triple-double.
Nice.
So LeBron James to have a triple-double and the Lakers to win, plus 1,400, Tony.
Let's go.
It's not bad.
That's good. I like that.
If they're going to have a chance, it's going to have to be Bron. I'm pretty sure you get good odds on a Kyle Kuzma 20-point game to win.
By the way,
go ahead.
Kuzma's not as bad as everyone says. The internet used to rip Kuzma apart, and I watched the Lakers.
It's just because your friend LeBron throws him under the bus every chance he gets.
He actually is a good role player for that team. I feel bad for how the internet treats him.
As far as money line goes, Connor, tonight, actually 80% of the money line bets are on the Lakers tonight.
Okay.
Let's go.
A lot of value.
A lot of people taking the Lakers.
You guys didn't
tonight.
Take this game, did you?
No.
Nah. Okay.
I like the Jazz. If I was taking a side here, it would be the Jazz. But I also think 9's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. The Jazz, as Gumpy would say, though, are a fucking wagon right now.
They're a very good basketball team.
They're getting hot at the wrong time. Everyone knows what happens when playoffs come and teams start trying. The Jazz are going to be out of the conversation.
Potentially.
Yeah.
What else? The Nuggets. You got anything else?
No, that's it. That's my pick of the night.
You got any eventually we're going to start talking golf picks here in the week.
Yeah, that'll come. Once the bigger tournaments start rolling around, I'll have some golf picks.
Okay. On them.
What else you got, Con?
I got two more, Tony. I'm going to take Zach LaVine, 30 points, Bulls to win.
Okay.
That's plus 154. Pretty good value for a pick that feels like a lock, especially LaVine coming off an all-star selection.
And they are going against the Timberwolves
at home. And they've been pretty good. They beat the shit out of Mitch Rockets the other day.
Can you parlay the LeBron triple-double and Lakers win with the Zach LaVine?
Oh, yeah. You can parlay the player performance doubles, and it is electric. I'll tell you my third part of the parlay I'm going to do with the LeBron and the Zach LaVine. Jaylen Brown, 25 points in the Celtics to win. It's got to turn around at some point. I mean, you can't just lose, and nothing happens, because these Celtics know you will get your ass traded if you don't play well.
Can you look at this for me?
Go ahead.
Because of the disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
Not making an all-star game. Can you see what maybe throwing in a Dev Booker points and the Suns to win parlay looks like tonight?
Okay, Tony. Do you want him to be scoring 25 points? Do you want him to be scoring 30
Give me
points?
30
okay.
Against Charlotte.
A young Charlotte team. You throw that in with those other three picks. This is going to be a high value. This is going to be good. It's only at plus 214.
Okay.
That turns out to be plus 38,305, Tony. So we're talking about $10 to win $38,030 on those four picks, parlay. Wow. I'll add Devin Booker to my picks. I like that, Tony. Let's go.
As long as I get a cut of that.
Absolutely. I'll give all – no, I won't give all of it, but I'll give you $100 out of the pot.
Thank you. Thank you. Is that all you have tonight?
Yeah, those are the three plus the Devin Booker I will add to.
While we're on NBA, Gumpy, I'm just going to do mine real quick. Pacers minus 2.5 against Golden State. I believe Golden State's coming off of back-to-back. Pacers have had some time off. When you look at the head-to-head and stuff like that, I just like the Pacers tonight, even though I believe Mitt hates them.
Yeah, I do hate the Pacers, but I am also on them tonight, Tony.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, you're either hot or you're due, Tony. You're either hot or you're due, buddy.
Mitt.
Okay. I'm also on the Raptors tonight. They are in Miami. They're getting 43% of the tickets, but 70% of the money. Miami has improved a little bit as of late, but they just haven't been good at covering games this year. Raptors, I mean, they're just a better team as far as covering the spread in this game, so I'm going Raptors tonight. And then the last one is the Suns, which I just mentioned. Devin Booker, disrespected. They are incredible at covering games against Charlotte, who stinks. So I'm going the Suns minus, I believe they're 9 right now.
Minus 9.
Yep.
Who was whispering back there?
That Nikki me. Skates.
No, that was me, I think. But I also, staying on the NBA, let's go. I just got to get some picks out there. I got to start hitting some shit.
Okay.
We're going the San Antonio Spurs over Oklahoma City tonight. They're on a plus line. We're going to go and just take that money line.
Spurs off a long break. Does that worry you?
No, they're one of the best teams against the spread this year, and Oklahoma City is one of the worst. And the same thing with the Bulls tonight. They are one of the best teams against the spread
really
this year, playing the Minnesota Timberwolves, one of the worst against the spread all year. Both locks.
Okay.
Hey, baby, Mitt.
By the way, OKC, not that bad against spread.
Hmm.
At home, they are, though. 4-9-1 at home, 12-5 as a road dog. So take OKC on the road. You're right there. 9-3. I might jump on the Spurs with you, Paul.
What's up, boy? Yeah,
let's go.
No, I'm not going to. Not going to. The layoff has been too big. Nikki Skates, are you ready? Do you want me to go to Gumpy with his college basketball picks? Gumpy?
You want them all?
Yeah, I mean, I'll fucking talk through them with you right here.
North Carolina A&T over North Carolina Central. They're getting 3 points. NCCU 0-2 against the spread at home this year.
Is this a SWAC conference matchup?
I mean, great question. I'm taking the Bonnies plus 2.5 at Davidson, who's 2-6 against the spread at home. 0-4 against the spread their last four at home. Bonnie's 8-2-1 against the spread their last 11.
This game opened up as a pick 'em. The Bonnies are now up to 2.5.
Love it. Love it.
Go ahead.
I'll lay the points with Dayton at St. Joe's. St. Joe's 1-4 against the spread at home. Dayton 4-0 against the spread. Their last four is a favorite. 8-3 against the spread. Their last 11.
You are taking the minority money there, which I love from you. 42% of the tickets, 35% of the money on Dayton.
Dayton's been playing very good basketball. I'm riding the Nugs again. Chattanooga plus 3.5 at Mercer, who's 2-7 against the spread at home. The Nugs 9-3 against the spread on the road.
Here's why I love Chattanooga here. 36% of the bets, but 81% of the money. Somebody knows something here.
6-2 against the spread. Last 8 meetings on the road here, too.
The Nugs?
Yeah. And I don't know if I'm saying this right, Tony. You might have to let me know.
It's Duquesne.
Incarnate Wood?
Incarnate World?
Wood?
I believe it's Incarnate Word, but...
Word?
Yeah.
You got it.
Incarnate Word.
Moneyline at home versus Lamar, who's 3-9 against the spread on the road. And they're 3-0-1 against the spread their last 4.
Incarnate Word open is 3.5-point favorites. It's down to 1. You worried about that at all?
Not at all. College basketball line movement does not scare me.
Go ahead.
McNeese State.
McNeese.
McNeese.
Yep.
Plus 4.5 at Southeast Louisiana. Cowboys 4-1 against the spread their last 5. 4-1 against the spread their last 5 road games.
Love this. McNeese is getting 24% of the tickets, but 50% of the money. I like your side there.
And then I'm just going to throw 2 money line picks.
Go ahead.
Tulsa moneyline at home versus Cincy.
Really?
And Xavier moneyline on the road at Providence. Okay. I just think both these teams are just better teams.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it, pal.
You feel pretty good?
I mean, I just got to keep going, dude. It's been a tough week.
Nikki Skates, how you been?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. We had a lot to get through here, so I'll give them all.
Are you running the board again?
Yes. Got to. When you see a board like that, you don't shy away from it. You step up.
You bet the fucking board, Tony.
Are you skating tonight?
No, I don't touch puck.
It's got cement in the skates, Paul.
Is Pat skating tonight?
Is Pat
taking your picks?
Pat's always skating.
I only live bet when the Bruins are down.
Okay, well, here's one for you. Tampa Bay. Maybe you live bet Tampa Bay tonight. Tampa Bay, remember last time they were playing Carolina? They've been playing each other a lot here. Let's go Tampa Bay at home, money line.
Love it.
And the under... The trends are saying take the under. 4 of Carolina's last 5 when playing Tampa have gone under, but it's juiced so much to 140. I don't hate looking at that over at 6.5 at plus 120. I don't hate it.
So the percentage of bets is 84% of the tickets are on the over, but only 10% of the money is on the over.
I don't hate it. That's all I'm saying there.
Okay.
This one, Dallas. Dallas, we've been talking about it for a while now. I'm back on the Stars. They need a win.
I like it.
Florida is playing their 4th game in 6 nights. The Stars need a damn win.
That doesn't matter. That's
doesn't matter.
Best time to take them. I like that too.
Come on, Stars.
I love
snap out of it, boys.
So far, both your picks looking at the money.
Rally the troops.
Not sure I love the over, but
let's see if you like this one. Last time we went against Toronto, we took Calgary. This time we're going with Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
48% of the tickets, 88% of the money. I like all these.
Another one where the over is in the plus money at plus 100, even money. I think you can look at that over 6.5. That's a lot, and the trend is pointing under, but I think those two teams, they can score. They can both score.
Yeah, for sure.
I think they can get it done. We said Dallas. We got Colorado is juiced pretty heavily at home, minus 184 on the money line, but take them in regulation, take them to win in 60 minutes. That's minus 115. I think they'll handle Minnesota.
So Colorado, it's the only one where they're not getting less money than the tickets, because I assume because they're a huge favorite.
That's 60-minute lines, great value. I like that option.
It helps a lot when you're trying to win off these huge favorites. And then, another one, back to the Toronto game. I'm jumping around here. Okay. Austin Matthews to score is minus 126. Okay, he's got 18 goals in 19 games. But he cannot score every night. Gump. He can't keep doing it. If you look at him to not score, it's minus 104. It's almost even money.
You're really fading him.
I'm thinking tonight's the night we fade Austin Matthews. I'm thinking tonight is the
night. Austin with a U?
Oh. U and an O.
Thank you.
Now, granted, if we want, if we're calling for a shootout here and we want the over, that's not going to help our case. But, there are two trains of thoughts there, so two different ways to go.
Okay. Hey, plus money is good money where I come from.
I wasn't going to do it because The LA Kings have been winning nonstop, okay. And they're not a good team.
Okay.
But I'm going to do it.
You're taking the Blues.
Oh, I'm taking the Kings. Plus 138.
Wow.
And the over. So the over at 5.5 is plus 105. I like that. I like that a lot.
I like the over here, too.
And finally, Philadelphia. Philadelphia money line.
Who they got?
They got the Rangers. Artemi Panarin's taking a two-week leave of absence because he spoke out against Putin, and a Russian hit piece never been put out against him. Again.
So interesting here. The Rangers are getting 60% of the tickets, but the Flyers are getting 97% of the money.
The Flyers have not played great recently, and they've had a little bit of a goaltending struggle. But going against the Rangers, who are missing their best player, I like the chances.
Let me look at something real quick here.
Good bounce back for the Flyers after getting taken out back by the Bruins, too.
Well, I believe I saw that they had zero chance getting off the bus. When the Bruins got off the bus, the Flyers had absolutely no chance.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Flyers are missing some guys due to COVID. And
I was talking about, the Bruins outfits. The swag.
Yeah,
that was tough.
Anything else, then?
Arizona. Did I say Arizona? Did I skip them? No, Arizona money line. And the over here is way juiced to 5.5 is plus 130.
The Arizona money line. Let me look at that real quick.
Total has gone over in Arizona's four of last six when playing at home against Anaheim.
Big Arizona money line. I got a 14 parlay going here of the picks that I liked of yours.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning, Stars, Leafs, Coyotes, plus 846.
We like that.
I'm gonna hammer that. Gumpy, you got any fucking hockey for us?
No, I do have
hockey tidbits that you like to talk about?
I do have a soccer game that is Friday, and I'd just like to give it out now.
Friday, what time?
Friday, this is a 2:45 kickoff. Yep. Torino against Sassuolo.
Uh-huh.
You can get Sassuolo. This has gone up. Draw no bet is minus 180. Take Sassuolo money line plus 120 over Torino. Sassuolo is a good squad. That's good.
You wanted draw no, but
I hopped on draw no bet at minus 120. I got to start tweeting that out. I got to start tweeting that out when I hop on lines early because Frankfurt is on Friday as well. And if you listen to this show, dude, you know we love Frankfurt. So there
is Leipzig still fucking dominant.
Leipzig's playing well. Liverpool beat them in Champions League. They bounced back, steamrolled this weekend. This is a good one too. Jump on this now because this is going to go up Friday. Frankfurt is minus 125 at Werder Bremen. Frankfurt just beat Bayern Munich. They're still smashing goals in the net. This will probably be about minus 140, minus 150 at game time. So hop on this now if you can.
All right. We gave it a lot there. Mitt's winners, my winners, your winners, Nikki Skates' winners, Foxy's loser, and Boston Connor's huge winner.
Let's win.
Let's win.
Just win,
baby. Can we fucking win? It changes tonight.
Just win, baby. Don't forget, Hammered Down Rollover 100 is tonight. Use the hashtag. Do not screenshot. Type out your picks and tweet them to us. We can't thank you enough for listening and watching. Let's all fucking win tonight. Come.
Need it.
It's all fucking
things got to change.
Hammer
down.